Calvin Trillin is still eating his way through America. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. When you read Trillin's stuff, the laughter kind of eases up through your stomach. And that's what the author of Floater writes about in his book, Third Helpings, Food. He covers, for example, the great Kansas chicken war between the eateries owned by Chicken Annie and Chicken Mary. In fact, Trillin would like to name a bridge after Chicken Annie. But his most scholarly work deals with the buffalo chicken wing.
It is the national dish, if buffalo is a nation, of Buffalo, New York, and a fairly new one, invented, I think, 15 years ago, something like that. And it is a chicken wing that is cut into two sections. The part of the chicken wing that looks as if it wasn't supposed to be there to start with is discarded, and I don't know what they do to that, and give it to the Red Cross or something, it's gone. And then cooked, either baked or deep-fried with a certain amount of hot sauce. It looks like a plateful of fried chicken for a midget, a plateful of fried chicken drastically reduced in size, and it's now served all over Buffalo and also in many other places. It's always served because of a historical accident with celery and blue cheese dressing. I've never figured out what to do with the blue cheese dressing. I don't think anybody in Buffalo knows.
Calvin Trillin doesn't come down as hard on Buffalo as everyone else does.
I met a man when I was up there who thought most of its image problems had been caused by the name Buffalo not being a very Tony name, and so he now pronounces it Buffalo. I think if you say Buffalo, it helps a bit.
In Third Helpings, Trillin tells us about a beer drinker's guide to the bars of Reading, Pennsylvania, why oysters are a regional dish of the Midwest, about the confessions of a stand-up sausage eater. Right now, Trillin is working on a Chinese translation of Bring Me Some of What the Man at the Next Table is Having. If you've never read Calvin Trillin before, now is the time to start. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. First, there was American Fried, then Alice Let's Eat, and now Third Helpings. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. New Yorker magazine writer Calvin Trillin is out with his latest book about the joys of eating food. He covers a lot of territory in Third Helpings, from oysters to sausage to the buffalo chicken wing. But Calvin Trillin's most plaintive plea deals with his call to alter the national dish on Thanksgiving Day.
It's a campaign. It's a crusade, really. I would like to change the national dish from turkey to spaghetti carbonara. I happen to love spaghetti carbonara, and I admit that I think turkey is something that was invented to punish students for hanging around on Sunday. That's what they serve in the dining halls. But we don't really know what the pilgrims ate, except that it was bound to taste awful. Can you imagine the cooking of English Puritans who thought that anything tasty was probably the work of the devil? And even now, well-brought-up English girls are taught to boil vegetables for a month and a half in case somebody turns up without his teeth. So you can imagine what it was like then. And I think spaghetti carbonara is a likely dish. According to my theory, the Indians actually learned it from Columbus. They didn't call him Columbus, of course. They called him the big Italian fella. And according to my theory, when they were invited to Thanksgiving dinner, they had some experience with pilgrim cuisine before, so they brought along one dish of their own, and that dish was spaghetti carbonara. And the pilgrims, of course, hated it. They said it was sort of thing foreigners ate, heretically tasty, that sort of thing. And when the Indians went back to the village, they were so disgusted that one of them said, "What a bunch of turkeys." I think that's where people got the idea that turkey was the original dish, but I think it was actually spaghetti carbonara.
That was Calvin Trillin. If you think that food is a serious subject, then do not read his latest book, Third Helpings. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.